No, he didn't slam you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you, he rubbed you. And rubbing, son, is racing.
And welcome everybody to Locked On iRacing, a very special episode this week. I'm Peter Wilkinson, and I am joined today or tonight by one Jay Kennedy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's been a while, and I think it was about a 45-week period between when we talked to you last and put it out, the podcast.
Has it been that long?
I don't know. It was a long time when I was holding on to it before I released it, but it's been a long time. It's been over a year since we had you on the podcast. So for the uninitiated, who is Jay Kennedy as far as the sim world goes?
Moron. Yes, that
presses buttons.
I'm the monkey that presses the buttons in the background at sim speed that you sometimes hear over the top of the commentary as well. That's pretty much it. The monkey in the background.
When was the last time you actually commentated? Because I know you very much run from it as far as you can.
Yeah, I try to run from it. I think a couple of weeks ago I did. I've been doing the dirt events on Thursday nights, so
okay.
I do enjoy commentating dirt. It's a little bit easier to do both on the dirt side, so I do that. But I prefer not to. I find it's a better show if I'm not commentating. But yeah, I've been doing the dirt stuff.
So you do a little bit more than just sim speed, or you used to anyway. What else are you doing on the side as far as iRacing goes?
Yeah, I'm still working with the production crew at iRacing as well. So all of the in-house broadcasts, so the eNASCAR, Porsche Super Cup, worked on the iRacing Happy Hour show that was on at 6 o'clock this morning. So yeah, we're working a fair bit for iRacing as well.
Look at you go. So since we talked to you last, you've got an illustrious cricketing career as well going?
Semi-retired now.
Semi-retired again?
Yep. I made a couple of runs. Last match, I finished with a one not out and a catch, so that'll do me.
You're leaving on a high. So look, well,
that's as high as you can get when you only scored 3 runs for the whole season,
mate. It's all about being out there and participating, isn't it? That's what they do these days.
I think so.
Look, let's. I want to chat a bit about since we last time we talked to you, things were very different, I guess, to what they are now. You are the longest broadcaster in iRacing history.
Yep. We're now at 13th year.
13th year now. That is amazing. You've got some illustrious talent that works with you. You now are the main person behind it, but you have got a different producer in. You've got plenty of commentators floating around, and you have got shows on or races on almost definitely every day of the week, but you're picking up more and more. You've just started doing the official 86 series as well, just for fun. Because you know, you have their time
because
as
we've
well.
Got nothing else to do, just pick up another series for fun. No, we added the 86 series in because we thought it'd be something cool to have. I love broadcasting official stuff. I think it's cool because it brings us back to our roots. Our roots were Monday night V8 official top split. That was our roots of when we were V8s online, and that's where we got our calling, and that's where we started, and we did that for over 2 years. But yeah, time meant that we left that aside, and the opportunity came up to add something in that was different to everything else we had. Sure, we're going to have series that have rain. Sure, we're going to have series that have 86s. But having a different roster of drivers every week, having drivers that we don't know come in every week, I think that's something cool as well. And, yeah, just having something that is on that fits in our schedule, which was very, very hard to find, it fit perfectly. It's a 31-minute broadcast we had today. So we can get it over and done with nice and quick before we then go on. Afterwards, I and myself and Reese will go over and do dirt. And Dan and whoever joins in for commentary will go over and do V8 vets. So it all fits in perfectly in that little half-hour window that we've actually got that we can do a broadcast.
And why not eat up more time in your life?
That's exactly right. Why not? What's an extra broadcast when you're already doing 8 a week?
That's it. So I think last time we talked to you, there was a very different structure behind SimSpeed. What's the current situation with SimSpeed?
Yeah, still the same in the ownership status. So, yeah, I'm looking after all the managerial side of it and looking after all the admin stuff. And Dan Yeaman's come on to help me with production. But, yeah, we've got heaps of new commentators that have come on board. Yourself, you've had a bit of a yell at some points. We've had who else have we had? We'd had Dean Hunt come in and join us.
Dean's just joined.
Dean's just joined us. We've also had Caitlin come over from the UK to join us and join Sperry for the RSN Grand Prix Tour, which is the Formula One races that happen the weekend of the real world races, which is really, really cool. So it means that I don't have to commentate at 5 a.m, which I'm very, very happy about. It makes life a lot easier. But yeah, lots of other people that are also looking at coming back. Brant Tucker's looking at coming back for V8 Vets. He hasn't commentated with us since about 2020, so that'll be cool to have him come back as well. Bo Elbert came back and did some commentary last year as well for Swid Speed. So we've had a lot of people that have returned, a lot of people that have moved on or have moved into other areas within iRacing as well. Reese Gardner's been commentating for iRacing, doing official stuff for them. Bo also does production work for iRacing too. So there's a fair few of us now that are starting to work over on that side as well.
Wow, you are the place to go if you want to get further by the sounds of it. So the last time I physically saw you, or the first time I physically saw you, was when you did a cool little in real life event.
Yeah, that was cool.
Take us through what happened there and how that became a thing.
Yeah, so a few weeks before, I was chatting with some of the staff at Motorsport Australia about some things, and then that opportunity sort of came up, and obviously we ran with it, and myself and my son Harrison, we went up to Brisbane, and thanks to Mike Koroloff, he lent us a couple of computers so that we didn't have to try and get gear up there, so we could actually fly up instead of having to hire a van and driving up with all my gear. And yeah, it was a really cool event for the Queensland Esports Championships, which was a very, very fun event. Obviously, it didn't go perfectly in regards to the broadcast ends. I'm still livid that things didn't go as 100% to plan as they did in testing, and hello to the dog in the background. But that was still a cool experience, and I can confirm that there will be more of those sort of things coming in the future.
Yeah, just the logistics of, you say Mike helped out a lot, but it was at the university in Brisbane. Yeah,
Queensland University of Technology.
Yeah, right on top of the beautiful view from
amazing
from where it was held. And we had, 16, so 12 of the best sim races in Australia, and then 4 that qualified through the university. Yep. Was that?
Yeah, memory? 2 qualified from the university, and then 2 wild cards from Next Level Racing. So
yes,
So we had 12 drivers, and it was a very, very fun event. It was cool to meet a lot of people that I'd never met before. I've spoken to almost everyone that was there, but never met. So it was really cool. And the one other disappointing thing was I actually stayed with Stephen Sandman Clark
at
his place, and we caught up, but he was a little bit unwell. He got a really nasty concussion the weekend before in a go-kart accident and couldn't attend. So, it was really cool to catch up with people that I hadn't seen in a long time as well, like David Haynes, who was hosting the show, and Mike and Sandman and a couple others as well.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a cool event, and can't wait for more to happen in that
space.
Yes, stay tuned always. So from there, you've taken on, I guess, another major televised event that's now part of the mainstay in the calendar. So talk us about Logitech G coming on board, and them using you as your production team now.
Yeah, so Brenton and I had a little chat. We actually had a chat. We met up at, this is Brent O'Brien, we met up at the Big Bash at Marvel Stadium. I got off the train and he messaged me and said, "Are you going to the game?" I said, "Yeah, I've just got off the train." And the first person that we bump into as we get off the train is Brenton and his son. So that was pretty funny. And then he ends up buying a ticket when he gets to the gate, and we end up sitting nearly next to each other, which is completely bizarre and weird. But we were just having a little chat about it because Luke from RaceStars had decided that he was looking like he was going to give it all away. And unfortunate that he has stepped away, because it has left a very, very big hole in the sim racing community. But for us, it's been a great opportunity to jump on board and get involved with that group of guys as well. And we all have a similar vision of promoting sim racing and promoting the best sim racing that we can. So I think it's a really good fit for us. And also starting very, very soon as well, we've also got Formula Racing Group's F3A starting up on SimSpeed for the first time as well, with their season 13 starting next week. So 2 of the biggest series that we didn't have on SimSpeed are now going to be part of the SimSpeed family as well. So it's really filled out our schedule for 2024, but very, very exciting at the same time.
So are you racing? I know last time I talked to you, you weren't racing much. Are you racing much these days?
What's racing?
You don't hop in there and
I haven't. I was out. Actually, this is the closest I've come to actually plugging the wheelies was when I saw how fun Rain looked. So
I was
tempted, but I haven't done it yet. But if I get more than 2 days off from broadcasting, I may plug the wheel in. But yeah, I just don't see the point when I've only got a couple of days to reset everything up and have a go and then unplug it all again.
But you, I know you're excited about broadcasting the Rain. Have you had a rain-affected event yet? Because you wanted the 86.
Not on Sim Speed, no.
No.
No, not on Sim Speed. We had one for Happy Hour today with the iRacing production. That was an AI-hosted race with Rain and three real drivers, and that was very, very fun and very cool. But we haven't had our own broadcast of Rain yet, but looks like, just saw the weather forecast for Brands Hatch Aussie car, and it looks like it will be a wet one.
Oh, that's interesting. I had, that's because they're running, what's that? That's Formula Ford. Ford. So Ira's going straight into the weather straight away. That's
brilliant. We're going to have looks like there's going to be a shower about the end of race two.
Okay.
Just a light shower.
Okay. If you're listening to this podcast and you're racing that, just forget you heard anything. No spoilers. Yeah,
breaking news, or it's already happened, one or the other.
That's it. Well, I'll put it out afterwards. We'll see how we go. What else has been happening, mate? You've got a child I heard in the background making some lovely noises. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, number two finally come. 11 odd years between the two, but really exciting that we've got little Shelby to join the family. So our family feels complete now with Shelby, who was born on Anzac Day last year, and Harrison, who turns 12 next month, which I still can't believe. And those that have been around the sim racing community for as long as I have still find it hard to believe that Harrison's 12 as well, because I started broadcasting before Harrison was born. So
whenever I say
Harrison's turning 12, it sort of gives a bit of a understanding of how long we've all been doing this for, but it still feels so fresh to a lot of us at the same time.
Is he jumping in the rig at all and having a race at any stage?
No, he's not. No, he's starting to get interested in a little bit of racing stuff, but he's very much a Minecraft Roblox kid as opposed to a racing kid, but he is interested in like Motorsport Manager and things like that. So
we might
twist his arm and get him in. He did only just realize the other day that you could race it in VR. So that might get him interested in having a drive.
Has he got your cricketing talent, or he hasn't tested that yet?
I haven't got any talent of anything.
Well, I was hoping he had more than your talent anyway.
Well, it wouldn't be hard for him to have more driving talent than me. I will say he has actually started helping me out with broadcast stuff. He actually recorded some B-roll and things like that for me the other day.
Really?
He actually did a really, really good job. So, hopefully he can do a bit more of that for me, and maybe I can step back from doing a bit more of the broadcast stuff. He can do some stuff for me.
Outsourcing.
Child labor.
That's it.
As he laughs in the background. I don't think he was laughing at me, but...
What's the go with the broadcast tonight? Oh, yeah, it was definitely me. I was definitely doing
it. Yeah. I was definitely there. I was on the couch watching, but it was definitely me.
Oh, that's great. What have you thought about the Rain coming in so far? Have you seen on your end a lot more interest? Because that's what we've seen, a lot more people trying to get back into the sim, which is really cool to see.
There's a lot of people that have returned, that like a lot of names that I hadn't seen in a long time that I've seen over the last 2 weeks, because they had said that they were stepping away until Rain came. Which is great that they've come back, because they used to be so integral to the community that have come back. And I've also seen others that are surprised at how good the Rain is. Like I had a feeling that the Rain was going to be good. I think I'm even more blown away by the Rain than I thought it was going to be. It's so much better than I thought. Sure, it's not 100% perfect, but it's so in depth and detailed. We had Jake Sperry, who was his friend of the channel, did the commentary on the Happy Hour broadcast this morning with Reese. He has a friend who is a meteorologist who he showed how in-depth it is. And he was like, wow, that is just so realistic in how the weather system works, because it's not 100% accurate, because it never will be, because it's a science. It's a guesswork. And they play that into it. They do make it so that it's not 100% all the time, that things do change, things do variate. And I think that's a really cool part of it. I think it's great that we've got that slight little bit of variation, that slight little bit, things aren't 100% perfect. And sure, it's going to evolve over time even more. And then the patch that's coming out, there's going to be a little tweak to it to make it so that the races are going to be a little bit different, and it'll make it even more exciting with the Rain.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the things I was surprised about. I did an IMSA race the other day and bucketed down for 44 minutes. And then just as we got onto the final lap, it cleared up all of a sudden for some reason. And I still think it said 100% at the end, but it stopped raining 100%, which is you come across the finish line and you come across and it stops raining is a bit of a kick in the guts. But that's okay. It was good fun.
They are working on changing that so that when it comes up and you look at the weather for the week, it says 33% chance of rain. That'll mean that 33% of the races will have a chance of rain or things like that. So it's going to be a little bit more tweaked and make the weather system even more in depth. I think the other part of it is it's not only the rain weather system that's been tweaked as well, it's all the weather system. So for every hosted session, and you can have that little bit more control, you can play a bit more God throughout your sessions.
Yeah, it was interesting. We were in the official Sebring V8 supercar one the other day, and we had to look it up because it looked like there was a bushfire going on at Sebring, but it was just that it was morning and humidity was extremely high. So it was a weird, eerie feeling. And considering after doing all the racing in the rain, it felt like it was basically raining, but not because it's a V8. So, yeah, it was good fun. What else is happening with SimSpeed? You've got what's the big stuff? You've got Vets now. You've got when are you getting more oval racing on there?
Well, we've got Fixed Indy Australia come back once the IndyCar deal was announced that they'd re-signed back with iRacing and the love was back there again. Myself and Dan, we both messaged each other at pretty much the same time and said we have to bring it back. So FIA has returned and it has been so successful. We've actually got Adam Blocker, who's one of the best IndyCar drivers on iRacing, who's getting up at all hours of the morning to race it because he's like, I love V8 Scops and the way that that's administrated. I love the IndyCar. It's run by the same people now that run V8 Scops. Admin the way that V8 Scops is admined. How could I not want to be part of the series? He came in last round and dominated the field, but I think having him as part of the series just shows that there is so much love for the IndyCar within the community that had been forgotten about.
It was a sad day when the Indy split from iRacing. A lot of people were so upset, and
myself included.
Yeah, it's really good to see it back. It's especially after Scotty had just gone over in real life, and you're like, okay, this is going to really start getting it, and it just kicked the momentum in the guts. Obviously, Giz is over there doing the same for probably ovals at the moment. I know a few of the Locked On guys are getting into the ovals when they can and enjoying watching the real life stuff. So it's interest is there, so hopefully a little bit more comes out of it. But
And we're working on something to have some oval stuff on SimSpeed later on in the year as well, so some more stock car style stuff. So stay tuned on that. There will be something later in the year, hopefully.
Hashtag soon. I can't wait to hear
Hashtag legitimately hashtag soon. So maybe late April, but probably early May.
Okay. What have you... how have you seen the change with Scops? I know we had Mike on a couple of weeks ago, or probably a month ago now, to talk about him handing it over to Yaim. And now you obviously get a closer look than most people with Dan obviously working very close with you. But how have you seen that change in Scops and broadcasting it? You're seeing a bit of a revitalization in it?
100%. I think I'm revitalized as well. Because I will be honest, I had fallen out of love with broadcasting it. I needed a break from it. I think I sort of had a little bit of a break last year. I didn't really broadcast too many of the races. I had a full-on break the year before from V8 Scops, and I think it's sort of come at the right time for myself as well. So the changes that have come in have been really positive. I think one of the coolest things that we've worked out and got help with, which is thanks to the guys at F3A, FRG for helping us out, is the live qualifying, pre-qualifying time.
Yes.
That's the coolest addition we've had and probably one of the best things that we've got that we didn't realize how badly we needed. So that's been really, really well received, and that was so cool to have. And I tell you, one thing that I've loved about it is I haven't had to go and make mistakes at 5 o'clock in the morning Sunday morning when I get up to go and do the times. They aren't messed up, which is great. So it's been really, really good so far, and really good partnership continuing for V8 Scops and SimSpeed.
Yeah, definitely. I know when I did a couple of the FRG ones with the boys, it was definitely a very interesting thing to see. Okay, here's my time. Here's everyone on the thing. I'm in Silver Split. That's that's where I want to be, but then keeping updated all the way through. And I know the Scops boys that I know that are doing it have enjoyed the change. So, no, it's really good to see. Just got to get my skill level up to be able to even think about it. So then we'll see how we go. But
Enduros will come around soon enough.
Yeah, I know. I did some practice in a V8, like I said, at Sebring the other day. I'm supposed to be jumping on with the boys for the official in a little bit. We'll see how we go. I haven't had the best of days, so we'll see if I get on. But I'm in the V8 more than I used to be, so that's always a positive. I'm in all racing more than I used to be, which is a good positive thing. So we've got Aussie Car, I know, is heading towards 86s, and yep, you had the 86s on tonight. How are you enjoying them with broadcasting?
I love the 86s. I reckon they're great. They are really, really cool cars. And we had an 86 series in the first season that they came out.
AOG.
The summer of 86, one, AOG, yep. And that was really, really cool. But the car was a little bit, something wasn't quite right with the car, but the car now is absolutely brilliant. So we really glad that we're doing the official. And originally the plan for the Aussie Car Tin Top Cup was going to be that with the Mustang and the Clio. But with the Clio and the Mustang not having rain, Ira's come to probably the right idea that just run the 86. And obviously, even though we're broadcasting official, it's still going to be completely different series. So I think it's going to be cool that we've got two. And also a great opportunity for people that are racing in Aussie Car to go and race some official stuff in the same car. You don't have to do anywhere near as much practice if you know the car.
Yeah, that's it. I've enjoyed doing the 86 a lot. I was going to jump in the official tonight, but didn't have enough time. I jumped in the official the other day for practice, and I got put in top split, and I'm not a fan of that track, to be honest, this week. It's not the best. It just felt like I was always going slow and turning back and forth on each other, and it was a bit interesting. But how did the broadcast go with the 86 as the officials? How many was in the split?
Oh, we had 15 in our split, top split, and there was 15 in the second split. So 30 cars, like 30 drivers registered for the time slot overall. So I'm sure that'll grow as more people realize that we're actually broadcasting it. And I think it was half a second for the win in the end. So it was a really, really good race. It's over nice and quick. It was a 10-lap race in the end. So even if you have a bad race, it's not that long that you're committing to a race that doesn't go your way. So it's worth jumping in and having a go, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely is. Anyway, anything else you got lined up? Any sneak peaks? What's the next Australian track that you know of?
No, I don't know anything. I'm kept out of the loop. I'm being 100% honest. We've been kept out of the loop. Someone that was in the broadcast group obviously let something out of the bag. I don't know who, because we've been kept out of it for a long time now. So, I don't know any content that's coming. I know what's rumored, but I don't know anything any different to anyone else. Sorry.
Well, we've had this big let out, like the dam has spilt with rain finally hitting all the, and you know, they did so much extra in this last patch that no one's even talking about at the moment. And it's the season two patch of 2024. It's not like it's a big season one or anything like that. I know a lot of things got pushed back to season two, but it's, what do you do next season? Like,
how do they top it?
Yeah, they don't, but I guess adding more cars in and stuff like that is the only, more cars for the weather is what I'm talking about. Obviously supercars at some stage, but
I would guess that supercars won't happen until they get Gen 3. That would be my guess, and I think that would be logical. There's no point bringing it in on a car that's almost seen its end of time on the service, so that's probably how that's going to work out. It's probably the same reason why it doesn't have a new damage model either.
This is all
hypothetical too, by the way.
Yes, I know. It did feel weird jumping in the Ford the other day, and like the static dashboard, everything just feels so old in that car, and it's just like, it wasn't enjoyable, to be honest, to be in that car when you got all these other cars that are, you know, so much better designed, and not designed, but they're just in better representation.
More polished.
Yeah, they're in the sim, so.
The other part of that too is that since the current supercars that we've got on iRacing, since they were released, we've gone through the pandemic, which meant that iRacing has employed hundreds and hundreds of more staff. They've brought all different sorts of gaming companies to help them do all different things. And the optimization within iRacing itself has improved out of sight in the last 2 years alone, but since those cars were built. So all of that little stuff is going to help when we get the next cars as well. So the optimization will be a lot better. The cars will look a lot nicer. They'll behave a lot better, you hope, even though they're not designed to handle as well as the generation we've got. But I think it'll be really good once it actually happens. So one day it will.
And that day is? No, you can't.
Well, the other part of the Aussie stuff too is now Winton is part of included content mm-hmm. on iRacing. So if you never brought Winton before, you don't have to worry anymore. It's now included with Ledinon and Oschersleben, and there was one other as well, and I can't think of it. Snetterton?
No. Yeah, it is too. Snetterton, my little favorite track that I used to always go
by. One of my favorites too.
Yeah. Yep. But now it's free so everyone can do it, because you never saw it in a lot of series.
Never been included because nobody brought it. It wasn't same with Winton. It was in schedules for the first year and then the first season, and then wasn't in anything else. So which is disappointing, but that's how it goes within iRacing. It happens all the time. It's happened ever since I joined iRacing back in the day.
Yeah, but we've talked about it so many times. Like, so much content is coming out. Like, what do you do? Like, the Brazilian stock cars came and went. I didn't even look at them, but obviously they were for someone. But what do you do? You can't have everything. I've just noticed a lot more of my series. You look down the side and they now say purchase rather than just register, because I haven't kept up with the content for the last 12 months.
I haven't brought any of the content that came out in this patch, and it's the first time I haven't brought it all straight away in probably 10 years. So I will buy it. I have to buy it because I need it
for
broadcast stuff, but I haven't done it yet. So
No one's come to you with a super light series yet, because that seems to be extremely popular so far.
No, not yet. Not yet.
There you go.
I'm sure it'll happen, but no, it will happen, but no, not yet.
Yeah, because it seems to be one of the big, big wins out of it. A lot of people are getting into that and excited about that. Plus, it came in with rain, which you can't ask for a better way to start it. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, I've kept you for probably long enough. You've got a lot of stuff yet to do tonight, and I've got a little bit left to do as well. So any final things? Where do people find all your content? Give a big shout out to where SimSpeed can be found everywhere.
Yeah, we're currently working on a new website at the moment, so that'll be up hopefully very, very soon. And our YouTube is SimSpeed TV. Our Facebook is also SimSpeed TV. SimSpeed Esports on Twitch and SimSpeed TV on Kick as well. If you're wanting to watch the most live of the lot, you can find us on Kick. It is almost real time, so that's very, very cool. You're only a couple of seconds behind. One thing I had forgotten, I need to shout out to Grip as well, grip.com with three eyes. They've been helping us out with live timing, which is some of the most in-depth live timing you will ever see. Also, they've partnered up with real world organizations like DTM to do all of their live timing as well. So to be partnered up with them is really, really cool. And it gives so much information, and we're loving being part of their Align crews.
That is awesome. I heard from someone the other day that you might have the most in-depth cricket stats. If you ever need to know anything about cricket, you might be able to get them the stats that they need.
I probably would have pretty close to most of the most in-depth stats you can get in cricket as well. I am a big stats nerd when it comes to cricket. One of the reasons I love cricket so much is because of the stats.
Can we get on your personal channel, which you should shout out at the end, just an hour or half hour of you reading out random stats from cricket once a week or once a month?
I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll see.
Come on. I want it. In an ASMR voice, you know.
I can't do ASMR. I don't have the voice for that.
Oh, just get on there and do it. Put some rain in the background
Someone can find my Facebook page and send some questions in, and maybe one day we'll organize it and we'll do it.
Okay, cool. Just send it straight to simspeed.com.
Yeah, you can do it at SimSpeed on Facebook or my personal channel, which is The Sads.
Yes, go find it. Go give him a like. Do you still do anything on that or not?
I haven't for a long time because I literally haven't had time since Shelby's come along. Obviously, with Shelby, Kirsty, my partner's gone back to work and I've stayed at home with her. So on top of that, I'm being stay-at-home dad as well. So which has been the most amazing thing ever, because it's we've bonded so much and I've loved being home with her, and it's made me realize how much I missed with Harrison the first time around. So it's been great.
Yep. That's fair enough. Look, enjoy, mate. And I know you've got a lot of stuff on, and yeah, enjoy that time that you get, because it obviously happens and disappears so quick. So thank you for joining us tonight, mate. And
my pleasure. Good luck
with all the stuff in the future. And I'm sure we'll have you on again sometime in the future to see where SimSpeed is at that stage.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye, all. See ya.